Kempire is brought to you by
Boston. You're up next. The Kempire After Dark live show is coming to Boston on May 30th. Have you gotten your tickets yet? Well, Nashville, we're also coming to you in July, July 11th, and then July 12th, we will be in Atlanta. And after that, in August, we will be coming through to Seattle. We're bringing our live show of Hot Topics, Real Housewives, Vanderpump Rules, Married to Medicine, and so much more to a city near you. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are waiting to confirm some of those dates as well. So stay locked. Make sure you're following us so you can get updates. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well, because we will definitely be updating you here about the Kempire After Dark live tour. Be sure to check out the description for more details on our live tour stops coming up soon.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
So it looks like Real Housewives of Orange County star Shannon Bador is being sued by her ex, John Jansen, for $75,000 that he loaned her for a facelift. Not only that, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Anna Marie Wiley is officially announcing that she has not been asked back to return to the series. And of course, I know you all have been waiting to hear my thoughts about the Real Housewives of Potomac Season 8 reunion trailer.
I want to set an intention for us today that each of you can find a path towards moving forward.
Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you never miss out on breaking news when we go live or when we upload. And don't forget, you can take us on the go by downloading and subscribing to the Kempire Podcast. Be sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. This is your weekend update when it comes to reality television. So there have been a few stories that we haven't been able to get you updated on since yesterday. So let's get into it. So Real Housewives of Orange County is literally in the middle of filming their, 19th, 18th season? I can't even keep up at this point. So normally we only really cover the actual show while it's airing, but I have been following some of the stories, including a former castmate returning this season and dating Shannon Bador's ex-boyfriend that we saw from last season. So this news was probably shocking to everyone when it broke yesterday. People in their exclusive reported this. They said Shannon Storms Bador's relationship with John Jansen is costing her more than just a heartache. They said on Wednesday, the Real Housewives of Orange County star's ex-boyfriend filed a lawsuit in Orange County Superior Court against her for breach or oral contract and promissory fraud, among other things, to recover $75,000 he claimed she failed to repay him. So in the complaint obtained by People, Jansen, who's 61 years old, alleges that Bador, 59, turned to him for financial support in early 2022, borrowing $40,000 via wire transfer January 23rd, 2022, for a facelift procedure. Then on May 20th of 2023, he gave her another $35,000 via personal check. So in both instances, Jansen claims in the dots that Bador agreed to pay back the loan with interest. But despite multiple requests in 2023 and 2024, Jansen claims she has yet to. Jansen is seeking the full amount plus accrued interest costs and reasonable attorney's fees. Bador sent the following statement to People magazine saying this: I am shocked and disappointed that John has filed a lawsuit. My attorney has been in constant communication with his counsel. I agreed to pay John what he wanted because I knew that attorney's fees would surpass the amount sought. But more importantly, to eliminate the negative emotional components that come with the lawsuit. It is important that I continue to focus on the positive aspects of my life and move forward. John declined the offer because he refused to sign a mutual non-disparagement agreement, an NDA. I was hoping that if I met his baseless demand, we could at least use this as an opportunity to bring complete closure to this chapter in my life. life. So here's the thing. If you watch last season, The Real Housewives of Orange County, it was revealed, according to Shannon, that it felt like John was only here for the cameras. One minute he's saying he doesn't like to be on camera. The next minute, it feels like that was the only reason why he was here. No one really liked John for Shannon, especially the cast. A lot of the cast felt like the way that he treated Shannon was not nice. And we really didn't get to see a lot of that on the show. It was more of what Shannon was telling the other women behind the scenes. Not only that, John Jansen is now dating a former cast member of The Real Housewives of Orange County who is now currently filming. People writes this, Jansen and Bedore dated for about 3.5 years. He pulled the plug on their romance in November of 2022. He has since moved on, finding love, okay, with Bedore's now co-star, Alexis Bellino, who's 47. The two met through mutual friends back in November of 2023. When they say mutual friends, do they mean maybe other cast members like Tamra? Or maybe actually producers of The Real Housewives of Orange County? Because you can't make this stuff up. But apparently you can. I strongly believe, and I know it's $75,000, it's a lot of money, but I strongly believe never give money or borrow or lend money that you're not willing to lose. And there's something about John Jansen that has always felt a little grimy, a little insincere, a little just shady. So honestly, if you can pay the $75,000, Shannon, just do it. Just do it. And I know a lot of you are thinking, I can't believe that Shannon went from her ex to this. I can, especially if you haven't healed what happened in your previous relationships. Shannon, I really hope that you're focusing on your sobriety and your mental health during this time. If paying this man at all possible is your solution instead of taking this to court, I would just do that. But it's just something very creepy, weird. Like, you're literally in a relationship with someone that used to be on the show. You were just in a relationship with someone that was on that is on the show. It's a weird situation. And of course, the producers are like, let's film it. Today's video is sponsored by our friends over at BetterHelp. As I've told you guys countless times, when we're talking about Shannon Bedore and we're talking about mental health and what she's been going through, I've been focusing on my mental health. I think it's very important to be proactive with your mental health. So today's video is brought to you by our friends over at BetterHelp. And I just want to highlight some of the things that I found beneficial from working with them. So as I said before, it was important for me to prioritize my mental health. It's been great collaborating with BetterHelp because it was easy. It worked within my schedule. I like the process of finding a licensed therapist, and this has been a great experience for me because I feel like I'm preparing myself. God forbid I am in a place of an issue. At least I already have started laying the groundwork for support. So for me, BetterHelp is not just about when you're in the moment of having some sort of issue. It's also about being proactive. So when an issue comes up, or even if you just have a bad day, you need someone to talk to, this is a great, great service. And like I said before, it's very easy, which I love. All right. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time at no additional cost. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Kempire today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kempire. More information will be available in the description of this video. Since we're talking about Shannon Bedore, let's talk about another Real Housewife. Let's talk about Anna Marie Wiley. So for those that don't follow me on TikTok or on Instagram, you may have missed it. I did talk about this story, but since we're doing a weekend roundup of reality television, I wanted to give you guys an update on this situation. So Anna Marie Wiley took to her social media to confirm the news, because you remember on Tuesday Takeover, we had told you that Sutton pretty much hinted that Anna Marie was not coming back, only for Anna Marie to confirm the news on her Instagram. So she says this, "I just got word today that I will not be returning to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. To say I'm disappointed is an understatement. I never auditioned for this show. The show found me and asked me to be on it out of the blue 6 weeks after the cast had already started filming." I was thrown into filming 2 weeks later, mid-season. I was very excited about the opportunity, and I thought following exactly what I was instructed to do throughout filming last season was the way, quote, the game was played. Listening to what I was instructed to do was my rookie mistake. What I'm disappointed about is that the fans never got to see the real me or even a glimpse of my unique life story. Contrary to what was shown on TV, I am not obsessed with the esophagus. LOL. What I am is a woman, a proud black woman who is truly blessed with a wonderful, strong black man as my husband who lifts me up and our four wonderful children with so much love and positivity on a daily. It was an important mission of mine for the next season to show a solid black family unit and that true black love exists. Even in Beverly Hills, my struggle with losing my mother to lung cancer within weeks of taping and my struggle with adoption trauma and what was going to be and still will be a new life journey for me to find my biological parents. And she continues, we won't get into the full statement. I will say this in regards to this. Andy has said countless times he doesn't like it when a housewife is one and done. He likes to give them at least two seasons. Honestly, her coming in mid-season, I believe that there is more to Anna Marie. But Anna Marie, you also chose outside of the show to double down on this whole anesthesiologist versus CRNAs. Like, you did that. And I think that just made fans turn on you more. I get it. I do believe that they left a lot out because a lot of us were saying, why was she made full-time? We really did not see her own personal story. And I wonder if they made her full-time in order to kind of make up for the fact that they weren't going to highlight her story, or maybe because they were going to focus on the beef between her and Crystal and Sutton. So, but that's the thing. And again, she says this was a rookie mistake because they decide on how you're going to look. And I also think the fans need to understand that they're watching an edited show. I don't believe that Anna Marie is just this one particular way. I do believe that they decided to focus on one aspect of what was going on between her and the other ladies. We did not get to see more of her life. And am I surprised that this network wanted to focus more on that versus showing a black family that is, you know, happily married and together? And from word on the street, they did film talking about her losing her mom and she threw other parties that they did not highlight. So I believe that I thought that Anna Marie, especially because the season did so well for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, that Anna Marie might get a second shot. And we've said this before, like, I like Crystal and what she represents for the show. And I do think that there's more to Crystal because Crystal has said this in other interviews. But they've given Crystal 3 years of trying to be or in trying to show more of her. And they haven't. So I find it interesting that Anna Marie sort of was brought on, almost like used, for whatever reason. And now they're just sort of like kicking her to the curb. I'm okay with Anna Marie coming back and showing us something else, especially if we on this same show have given Crystal so many years of trying to be a little bit more interesting. And when I say be a little bit more interesting, I don't need Crystal to be theatrical or to fight with people, but I need to see more of Crystal and what's going on in Crystal's life. I don't feel like we have gotten that, and that's not necessarily Crystal's fault, okay? But Anna Marie, sorry, girl. Bye. Look, bye. All right, so this week we also talked a little bit about Karen Huger. Our friends over at the Bravo Docket are breaking down a little bit of what Karen Huger's citations included. So I wanted to give you guys an update on that. If you missed our original story, Karen Huger was in a horrific car accident, and apparently she has since been charged with DUI and other things. So our friends over the Bravo Docket, shout out to them. Be sure to subscribe to their podcast and follow them on Instagram. They posted this on their Instagram and they said this in the caption, ran out of space for the last slide, but Karen's statement mentions one of the violations didn't have to do with her car accident. While that might be true, 7 out of the 8 did. So they also write this. They said, before we dive in, we looked into Maryland's terminology. They refer to certain traffic citations as a charge by citation, which occurs under certain scenarios. All right, this is why I say every state is different in a way, and terminology is different. So they then continue. They said, then there are two types of traffic citations. Must appear violations, like a violation for a DUI, means the suspect must attend a trial in court. There, the officer will testify and the suspect will have the opportunity to state their case. A judge will then determine guilt. The other type of traffic violation is a, quote, payable one, and like the name suggests, doesn't require an appearance in court. Paying the fine is the suspect's way of pleading guilty. There are also an option to plead, but request a hearing to get the fine lowered, and an option to ask for a trial to try and get a not guilty determination. All right. So as you know, if you listen and if you've seen any of the charges or reports on this, Karen must appear for at least one of these charges. Okay. So one of the charges, charge one, is driving vehicle while under the influence of alcohol. The other charge includes driving vehicle while impaired by alcohol. Another charge includes negligent driving vehicle in careless and imprudent manner, endangering property, life, and person. The other charge includes reckless driving vehicle in wanton and willful regard for safety of persons and property. The next charge includes failure to control vehicle speed on highway to avoid collision. The next charge is driving vehicle in excess of a reasonable and prudent speed on highway. The other charge, driving vehicle on highway with suspended registration, which we reported to you guys before as well. The next charge, failure of licensee to notify administration of change of address within 30 days. She faces multiple citations and fines, and she must appear in court. And as you know, in our initial reports of this, Karen did release a statement to TMZ saying that she had had an emotional dinner with a friend and she was very emotional while driving home. Clearly, based on these charges, they believe that she was inebriated. Not only that, even if she wasn't inebriated, if you're emotional, if you're having an emotional reaction, you shouldn't be driving. Especially in this day and age of ride sharing, there are so many different options. However, clearly here, Karen, you are inebriated. I hope you will understand you need to take accountability here. No one wants to hear the excuse, oh, about my mom and my dad. We get it. However, luckily for you, you did not harm yourself and especially no one else. We were just talking about this a few months ago when it comes to Shannon Bedore. But again, we have to reiterate this because I know there are still people driving under the influence of whatever. It could be alcohol. It could be other things. But also, if you're sleep deprived, if you are having an emotional thing, the last thing that you need to do is to get into a car and possibly hurt yourself. But more importantly, possibly hurt someone else. And by now, you probably have also seen some of the photos from the accident that Karen had on Tuesday night. Karen, please get it together. No one, especially someone that has experienced losing someone to a drunk driver, wants to hear from you that you are having an emotional moment and instead of just taking accountability and doing better. Well, since we're talking about the Real Housewives of Potomac star Karen Huger, let's talk about this reunion trailer for season 8. I decided to take a little notes to remind me what happened in this less than 2-minute trailer. I want to hear from you guys in the comment section on whether or not you thought the trailer was giving, because a lot of you said the season hasn't been giving. Sidebar. As you also know, I was at, you may have not known, if you're a member, you did find out because we did a separate members only video here on YouTube, that I went to the Summer House Martha's Vineyard premiere party here in New York City, got to see the cast, got a little bit of tea on the cast, very excited. Apparently, we're getting 9 episodes a season. We need a reunion, Bravo. We need a reunion because that does not include the reunion. I heard a lot of really great things from the cast. I talked to some of the cast. Some of the cast I avoided. I also avoided Candace Dillard-Bassett, who was also at the premiere party. Look, here's the thing. Please understand. It's not that I'm fearful of what they're going to say to me about what I've said about their show. It's more so like I like to keep a healthy distance, especially because when we're in the middle of recapping the show, I don't need you to get into my ear and say, well, this is what, because a lot of the housewives will like to do that, try to influence your perspective. But also please understand, I know I'm here in a blazer and glasses. I am not a journalist. Where we talk about Real Housewives or we recap any of these stories, it's me sharing my opinion. So when people say that you're biased, yes, I am, because I'm sharing my opinion. This is not CNN or KNN. Just a reminder.
And you're biased.
Yes, because this is commentary. This is not, yes, we will give you some of the facts, but then I'm going to share my thoughts. So I had a good time at the Summer House Martha's Vineyard premiere party. Candace was there, but also surprisingly, one of the executive producers, a senior vice president over at Truly Original, said, Kempire, you have to meet Charisse. Why? Again, I wouldn't have gone up to Charisse. Charisse, I will say this, looked really great. Really great. You know, so many of you come down on Charisse and her hair. And no, she looked great. She was there with her two kids. Charisse looked great. She was very nice, very lovely. She even invited me to come on her podcast. She has a podcast. Yes. Yes. Will I be doing it? Well, stay tuned. Look, stay tuned. But it was great meeting. Charisse was very nice. I get it. She's a socialite. She knows how to smile and interact with people, even if she doesn't like them. I don't know if she likes me or not. I'm just assuming she's just very good at just mingling. Okay. We did share a moment because someone dropped their drink, splashed on Charisse, splashed on my pants. We had a moment, me and Charisse. But we also had a moment with our friends over at the Summer House Martha's Vineyard cast. I'm looking forward to the season. It does premiere this Sunday on Bravo, right after The Real Housewives of Potomac. So speaking of Potomac, let's talk about this reunion trailer. Because I have to say, the reunion trailer, I think the reunions in general, even if the season wasn't great, the reunions are always going to be a little bit more interesting. The reunion trailer starts off with Ashley saying that she still massages Michael's crusty feet. Ashley's not divorcing that man. I'm still on the fence whether or not Ashley really is going to come back next season. But if he doesn't want to film anymore, and I speculated that maybe he's said to her, I will give you this or whatever it may be, money, I don't know. I will give you this, this way that you don't have to be on the show anymore. Because he's threatened to sue her. He's threatened to sue her. She's massaging this man's crusty feet, Gollum's feet. She's just the thought. I feel sick. I know you do. Let's move on. So they talk about, you remember the scene, the season where Robin admitted to, you know, giving a professional, we're going to use different terminology, to Juan Dixon and then swallowing. Well, Mia says that she has definitely done that with her new boo, Ink. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Andy refers to him as a DJ, and she said he's a radio personality. We have to keep in mind, Andy's from a certain era where radio personalities were called like DJs and things like that. So I'm going to give Andy a pass on that one. All right. So then we also see a scene where Mia is FaceTiming backstage with her new boyfriend, and Gordon is there, and Gordon is like, Gordon, are you okay? It's like he's just allowing whatever to happen. And some might say, well, no, they're just doing good co-parenting. No, this man was trying to give information to Candace and Wendy at one point during this before the season to kind of throw Mia under the bus. The scene that we watched last week with Gordon, it seemed as if he was just willing to do anything to keep Mia in his life. He told TMZ, like, I was willing. She can have her boyfriends and do whatever she wants as long as she stays with me. So I'm wondering what agreements Mia and Gordon have come up with for him to be at this reunion, to be saying hi on FaceTime to her new boo. I mean, he's not so new. Apparently, she was with Ink before she was with Gordon. We'll get back to them. So Giselle gets emotional talking about the passing of her father. What I thought was sweet in this moment was how she reached for Karen. And as you know, Karen has lost both her parents. And the last time Karen got really emotional at a reunion, Giselle was also there for Karen. This is where the frenemy really leans more into the friendship part of these women and this journey. And I know a lot of the folks believe that these housewives aren't friends. And for the most part, they aren't. But there is a history. I think there's also a mutual respect between Karen Huger and Giselle Bryant. So Giselle gets emotional talking about losing her dad and being there when he took his last breath. NECA and Wendy. We got a very brief moment with them, but NECA says that she believes that Wendy tried to ice her out of the group. Then Wendy speaks in their language. And look, we've talked about this whole situation between NECA and Wendy during the season. Some of you that are within the Nigerian culture have said, it is so taboo, I don't even want to call in and be talking about this. So I'm wondering how this is going to be navigated during the show. At the top of this reunion, Andy makes it clear, and I think this is a message from not just production, but more so from Bravo, like the heads, are saying, we need to find resolution or your job is in jeopardy. I believe it. I believe that these women were told, we need to find some sort of resolution so that we can move forward if you want to return next season. All right. So we have that little bit of back and forth between NECA and Wendy. Then Gordon shares something about Mia. They don't say what he's sharing, but Mia looks upset. And then we hear someone say, oh no, Mia. So we're not sure exactly what happens in that particular moment. Robin then talks about a limp, you know what, and asked, I guess she's asking Candace, oh, so that was Photoshop. So I guess there was, I don't remember this story, Chris, a photo of your individual, your mini me is circulating the internet. Okay. Look, again, this is a trailer. They chop and screw what they want. We don't know how this even comes up, but Robin, are you trying to redirect? Wait a second. I just realized, was Juan not there? What will be the excuse this season that Juan Dixon is not there behind you? I don't recall seeing Juan. I could be wrong, but did you guys see Juan? If Juan was there, he did not have a moment in the trailer. And I think if Juan was there, he would have had a moment in the trailer. I don't remember seeing Juan. Like, this was the season where Juan had to be there. And I feel like if Juan was there, they would have definitely shown Juan. Okay. But I don't remember seeing him. But I do remember her, Robin, talking about a limp something. Okay? And she's like, is that Photoshopped? All right. So there is a moment because a lot of people said Ashley has gotten away with sparking this issue between Wendy and NECA. And Wendy points out to Ash, she's like, what you brought up is so taboo within our culture. And then Ashley, of course, gets very defensive. We remember after the reunion, Ashley went on Instagram and posted this story basically saying, like, you know, I want to thank everybody for your support during the season. Okay. All right, Ashley. All right. Anyways, Moving on. Back to my notes. So we had that little bit of a moment between Ashley and Dr. Wendy Acefo. Then Gordon brings up the fact that possibly Jeremiah might not be his son. And Andy asks the question to Mia, so does Ink still think that Jeremiah is his son? And Mia says yes. So whose son is it? Look, whose son is it? Look, I've heard the rumors in the last couple of weeks in regards to the paternity of Jeremiah, but okay, what is happening right now, Mia, and why does this man think that that's his child? Because it was an overlap? All right. Messy. This is why Mia got the second seat next to Andy. There's so much to unpack, and Mia has secured herself for next season. Okay. And I'm sure Ink will show up for her on the show. I'm pretty sure. He's already doing interviews. All right. Anyways. So at one point, Candace, I believe, again, we're watching an edited trailer, refers to Robin as the loser. No lies were told. Then, of course, we have Giselle listing off all the names that Candace has called her throughout the season, from imp to devil. And Candace says, all are true. All are true. And then Andy says that, you know, we're going to need Jesus himself. And Candace is like, I have him. He's right here with me. Look, word on the street, because, you know, people were talking at this premiere party at Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Word on the street, Giselle leans in. She doesn't resolve much of anything, especially with Candace. But we are not surprised by that at all. We're not surprised by that at all. We will have to wait and see, though, how this all comes together. I've already said countless times that we do need resolution on this cast. And I feel like the only way that we're going to get some resolution, I'm not going to say a cast shakeup, but there needs to be some shifts. There definitely needs to be some shifts for people to kind of get back into Real Housewives of Potomac. I feel like we still have magic within this cast, but right now we're at a standstill. And a lot of people might say, well, I believe it's Giselle. Some people will say, well, sometimes it's Dr. Wendy Aceppo. We shall see. We shall see, and I think we will definitely see more at the Real Housewives of Potomac Season 8 reunion. Guys, as always, I want to know, what did you guys think of the reunion trailer? Did it get you excited for this reunion? We do have the season finale airing on Bravo this weekend ahead of the premiere of the Summer House Martha's Vineyard Season 2 episode as well. Be sure to weigh in as well in regards to our other stories. In regards to Shannon Bedore versus John Jansen and the $75,000 lawsuit, and whether or not you will miss Anna Marie on the next season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This has been your weekend update in regards to reality television. But as always, don't forget, here on the Kempire Channel, that's not the only thing that you get here. You get everything in pop culture. So be sure to check out everything that you may have missed this week here on the channel or on the podcast. As always, don't forget to subscribe to the Kempire Podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And while you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. As always, be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you never miss out on breaking news when we go live or when we upload. Thanks for watching, and of course, thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning into Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. For more details on Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.